Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 350, A Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah 9, verse 2. Let that sit for a moment. The prophet doesn't soften it. He doesn't say the people who were going through a rough patch. He says darkness, the shadow of death. He names it plainly because God is not afraid to name what you are actually living through. There are seasons when life feels like a night with no end, no visible horizon, no way out you can see from where you're standing. Isaiah knew those nights, and he did not minimize a single one of them. But then comes the turn. On them has light shone. Past tense. Certain. Not as a trembling hope, but as a settled fact. Isaiah writes centuries before it happens. And yet he speaks like someone who has already watched the sun come up. That is prophetic faith, the conviction that what God has promised is already real before your eyes can see it. And in Jesus, that promise was fulfilled once and for all. He is the great light the world was waiting for. Not just any light, the light, the kind that changes the room, changes the face, changes the whole direction of a life. John, years later, picked up this very image from Isaiah and wrote, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Has not overcome it. Think about what that means. Jesus did not come to brighten a room that was already well lit. He came to the darkest place. He came to a stable, to poverty, to exile, to a cross. He went where no one else wanted to go, and he changed everything. And here is the most beautiful thing in this verse. The light did not wait for the people to first leave the darkness. It descended on them where they were. God's grace always takes the first step. He does not stand at the edge of the road waiting for you to arrive perfect, cleaned up, with everything figured out. He comes to you. That is what Christmas proclaims. God came. He descended. He entered the darkness, and light shone. Now, whoever has been reached by that light cannot keep it hidden. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Not, "You might become someday." You are, right now. In this Christmas week, there are people around you who are still in that closed, heavy night. A season of grief, of illness, of loneliness, of doubt. They don't need a lecture on faith. They need a sign that someone sees them, that someone cares, that the light is still real, and you can be that sign. So here is today's call, clear, simple, and with weight. Before breakfast, think of one person who is going through a dark season, just one, and send them a short message. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be polished. Just tell them, "I'm thinking of you. I'm praying for you." That is carrying light. That is living Christmas. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.